Good morning. It's about 18 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka. And in the studio with me this morning, I have members of the cross-country team and their coach from Mount Edgecombe High School. Good morning, and thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
We've got, Daniel Adams is a senior this year, and he's originally from Platinum, but attends Mount Edgecombe. And he's in the studio this morning. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
Crystal McNeely from Selawik is a junior, so she's got two more seasons. And she's going to talk a little bit about an upcoming meet. And then, of course, Josh Arnold, the coach there at Mount Edgecombe. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for coming in, you guys. So tell me about your last meet. How was it?
Well, it was really nice. I was in Ketchikan, and I pushed myself as hard as I could. And I stuck right behind a Sitka girl, Jennifer McIntyre. She's really pushes me, and it's really nice. And we did really good as a team. Girls won, and boys won for that 3A race.
Wow, that's outstanding. Daniel, how did you think you did?
Overall, I did pretty good. It wasn't my best race, though.
No.
I was, you know, I'm still trying to get over a cold.
My sympathies. Yeah, that can really affect the lung power, I'm sure.
No, yeah. But overall, I did pretty well. The team, we had a strategy that our coach didn't exactly like. We were trying to stay together as a pack as best we could, and it paid off.
Okay.
Comments? I was not happy about that. They stayed together as a pack, which is fine if you've got the faster, you know, if your slower runners can keep up with your faster runners, but they made me nervous.
Okay.
So, but they ran a 5:58, you know, first mile together as a pack, which turned out to be, you know, a good strategy. I wasn't comfortable with it. We talked about it before the race. They did it anyway, which teenagers are fun to work with. but they went out, and it really turned into, you know, motivation for some of the slower runners who wouldn't have run, you know, quite that fast anyway. So it turned into a good strategy. And by the second half of the race, they broke out a little bit, and mm-hmm. you know, some of the faster runners, Daniel included, were able to get out there and finish, you know, up in the front where they should have been.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have, Daniel, we were talking before we opened the mics. There's a lot of people running this year. How big is your team?
In the beginning of the season, we had about 71 runners. Now we're back to about 54, 55.
Is that not like a pretty big number for a school the size of Mount Edgecombe?
Oh boy, I'm so excited. The, you know, success breeds confidence, and confidence breeds success. And the cross country program is getting better and better every year. And these kids are working hard, and it shows. And you know, we're having fun, and it's I say the more the merrier. So when we took over the program 9 years ago, you know, I had trips where I didn't have a whole girls team. It, you know, we'd have 4, 5, 6 girls, and that was it on the entire team. And now we've got 30 girls to, you know, and they push each other, and we get, you know, that camaraderie and that big group experience. It's a lot of fun.
Do you find it so, Crystal?
It really is. You know, you have a lot of girls that they're all pushing each other. They're all supportive, and it's really nice, and the boys are supportive of everyone as well. So,
now, one of the challenges that I'm wondering about is when you guys all hit school, you're here late. Mount Edgecombe doesn't start until like the end of August, and students don't get here because not very many people live in Sitka.
Right.
So how does that affect your training regimen?
It dampens it, you know, a lot. I was in shape, you know, the first week you got here, and then we hit a meet, you know. And we, you know, hit the ground with our feet running. So it's hard to catch everyone, but it's fun to see our progress. And everybody else is plateauing, and we are catching them. And
now, and so you guys missed, am I correct? You mentioned that you missed the first meet of the season.
The first race of the season was here in Sitka. And all the cross-country runners at Mount Edgecombe, they were on their way. So the first flight of students showed up the day after the race.
Okay.
So the cross-country program didn't exist for the first race, and we got the runners in that weekend, and we started running hard. And I was able to take a small, not a complete team, but a small group to the second race in Petersburg, and we had a whole team up in Skagway, and then we had a whole team for Ketchikan. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, we've been behind the ball, but the kids are working hard. They work hard every day. I'm proud of them, and I can't give them a day off. I can't give them the rest that I want to give them. because in order to be competitive this weekend in Juneau, we just had to claw and bite and there's no replacement for conditioning, and we had to do it. Yeah. So
Daniel, have you been running for Edgecombe for your entire high school career? Or?
Oh, I came my sophomore year, and I've been running with them since.
Okay. So how do you see the progress of your teams over the years?
Over the years, I think the teams are getting faster.
Yeah.
Personally. And training is all yet getting harder.
Is it quite an adjustment coming from Platinum to Sitka at the end of your summer running in sand, and then you hit the rocky slopes of Gavin Hill and whatnot?
Yeah, it's a change. It's different. It's challenge accepted.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have some Sitka High swimmers waiting in the wings, and also some more volleyball players, so I guess we need to let you guys go. But thanks so much for coming in. And you have a meet coming up in 2 weeks?
Actually, this weekend in Juneau. So both the Sitka team and the Mount Edgecombe teams will be headed to Juneau this weekend, and it's the regional race. So we want to do well this weekend. Hopefully both the Sitka and Mount Edgecombe teams can qualify to go to state, which is the following weekend up in Anchorage. So we've got one race left for everybody and two races left for the people who can qualify for state.
Wow, so it's really winding down then.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, or cranking up, I guess. Maybe that's better.
You got it.
Yeah. So, well, thanks for coming in very much. We appreciate it getting up early and coming in, Crystal and Daniel, running cross country this year for Mount Edgecombe. And thanks again, Josh.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right. We're gonna put some music on here for a minute while we wrestle in the next batch of people. So bear with us. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back in the studio with four people from Sitka High School, and we've got two swimmers, and they are Celia Lubin and Carl Brenner. Thanks for coming in. Let me get your mics up here. All right, there we go. And we also have two people from the volleyball team, two young ladies, Hannah McCarty and Stefan Petruski. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did I slaughter that name?
Kind of.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. You can correct me there. So let's go swimming first. Where are you guys in your season, and how did you do last week?
We're about halfway now. We have our region meet in about a month. And let's see. Last weekend, boys took first and girls took third against Thunder Mountain and JD.
Oh, okay. Do you usually do that well against them?
Yes.
Okay.
Boys usually do. Our girls team has been up and down all year this year. They've been mostly strong against Petersburg this year.
Okay. And then when's your next swim meet?
Next weekend.
Next weekend. And are you here? Or?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, okay. So local folks can go see you swim. Celia, would that be a fair assessment of the girls team?
Yeah, I think that would be right. I mean, the girls' team is way bigger than it has been in past years.
Really?
But we are still working on getting up to par with Juneau and Thunder Mountain.
So how many girls do you have on the team? Do you know offhand?
We have 9, I think.
Okay. So that's quite a bit bigger than...
Yeah, it's really great because that means we can have at least 2 relay teams instead of everyone. Because there's 3 relay events, so instead of 1 group of 4 people swimming every event, it's 2.
And then what events do you swim?
Well, at the Juno meet, I swam the 200 individual medley and 100 free in the 400 relay.
Okay. How did you do?
I did okay. I got best times on both of those, so that was good for me.
Excellent. Now, swimming like cross country, we were just talking about, is a little bit more of an individual. I mean, there's a team thing happening, but you're also up against your own times. Is that correct, mostly?
Right.
So is that the motivating force there?
Well, I would say you definitely want to get better times and try to get to a certain point, but it's also a lot of team, because if you place 6 in your event, you score points for your team.
Okay.
So it's kind of both.
Yeah. Okay. And how many years have you been swimming?
I've been swimming since I was 5, so like 10 years.
Oh my gosh. And how about you?
Let's say I've been swimming now since I've been about 5, so I've been swimming about 13 years.
Okay. And how do you pick your events?
It's just based on your stroke, depending on which stroke you're the best at. So I'm dominantly the 100 free and the 100 breast. So breaststroke and freestyle I'm more of a sprinter than a distance.
Okay. So freestyle means, I'm really ignorant about swimming and not everyone is unlike me in that way. So freestyle is just any combination or?
No, freestyle is like front crawl.
Oh, okay. So that's the way most people just swim. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. Yeah. It's always good to be educated by our guests. We like that. let's turn to volleyball for a second. And let's see. Hannah and Stefan?
Stefan,
sorry about that. There. So tell our listeners, if you can, what's on the volleyball scene for the girls' team right now?
Well, this past weekend we played Eielson and Grace Christian, and they are both teams from up north. And we beat Eielson all 3 days, and then we lost to Grace Christian. Friday night was a really good game against Grace Christian. We went to 5 games, but we couldn't come out on top that night, but they were really close.
Yeah. Did you feel pretty good about your team's playing?
Yeah, definitely, especially since Grace Christian is a school that plays all year round.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well, yeah, you had to feel good about that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's good. Hannah, are you enjoying volleyball this year?
I am. We have a new coach this year, so getting in the swing of things is different, but it's a lot of fun, too.
That's probably, it probably is a little different, getting used to a different coaching style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And how many girls are out for volleyball this year? Do you know offhand?
Oh.
Approximately.
Probably in the high 30s. We have a very large C team.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the varsity and JV.
So you have 3 volleyball teams?
Yep.
And there's 2 C teams. So.
Okay. 4. Oh my gosh. That is a huge bunch of games. Now, does everybody get to travel on those, or how does that work?
Well, for our first weekend, it was Jamboree, so all the teams went. And then if it's conference games, usually just JV and
varsity.
Varsity travel. But for Edgecombe, everyone plays.
So yeah, right. Right. And what's your next game? When is it? And who are you playing? Do you know?
We have games this weekend on Thursday through Saturday, and we're playing North Pole and Petersburg.
And are they coming here?
Yeah.
So you're home?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of nice, huh?
And our games against Petersburg are conference games. So.
Oh, so they count.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And does that start on Thursday or?
Yeah, start on Thursday.
Okay. All right, good. So do you feel like you're going to have a good season?
All the teams are pretty equal, and I know that if we play up to our full potential, we can beat the teams. We haven't won a conference game yet, but hopefully it'll come soon.
You've still got some time.
Yeah.
Good. Well, we're out of time, unfortunately, but I want to thank you all for coming in this morning, and good luck in your various sporting activities, and you guys are going to, I guess it's going to be a pretty busy weekend around here, swimming and volleyball. So there you go.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, the folks from Sitka High, swimmers and volleyball players, and we're happy to have them in the studio this morning. Really appreciate the school districts of Mount Edgecombe and Sitka continuing their support of our Sport Tuesday morning show. It's about 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and Garrison Keeler is on his way.